Praise God. I am so glad to be your pastor tonight. Amen. Do I wish there was 1,000 just like you? Yeah, I do. Praise God. But I'm glad for you tonight. Praise the Lord. And I'm honored to be here tonight. I'm honored that the Lord has let me minister all of these years and hasn't put me out to pasture. Amen. I wouldn't do very good out to pasture, I don't believe. Amen. But I'm glad that this little church has the potential that it has to become something, a force in the kingdom for God. And it's become that simply because your receptivity to the word allows the anointing to flow during the services. And the anointing that flows during the service allows a radio broadcast to go up on the airways and then to go by computer anywhere God wants to send it in the world. So that personal broadcast is made at home, and it's a teaching broadcast, and there's an anointing for that teaching. But there's a special anointing for the service right here. And that special anointing is why the Methodist lady hurries home on Sunday from her Methodist church service to hear the Holy Church of God come on the air. She said, I drive home very quickly because I don't want to miss y'all's service, praise God. And so if we can get a Methodist lady to hear a Pentecostal preacher under the anointing, then God is doing something that we could never do, praise God. And we're grateful for that. And I'm grateful to Doug for doing all of this. He does the work. He does the real meat and potato stuff of editing and getting this out there, and so we can get it up on the air for the Sunday services. But sermons that go down through the years, a faithful few like this right here, are part of the making of sermons that are going up on the web site and are going to the radio station and are going out in the ether, as they call it, out on the airways to wherever God wants to send it. And the Lord has just been faithful, and we're so grateful that he's sending his word where he wants to take it. And we're part of that. We're all part of that. So we don't have to be big for God to do that. Amen. They don't know how many people's here. Amen. For as they know, we got 800 or 900 people in this room tonight. Praise God. And if you won't tell, I won't. Praise God. When I say we're just small in number, they think for only 400 or 500. Can you say? If they only knew. It's kind of good that it's kind of good it's not televised, amen, because you could never scan the audience. What we'd do, we'd scan this side and then have y'all do musical chairs and jump over to the other side. Amen. We'd cut back to me. We'd have Doug edit, and then we'd go back to this side. Y'all could change coats and sweaters. Amen. Hallelujah. And put on wigs and such. But we don't need to do that. This is the work of the kingdom of God. It's the work of the Lord. And I'm, as I said before, I'm glad to be just part of that. Large or small, Brother Taylor, I'm glad to be part of what the Lord is saying and what the Lord is doing in these last of the last days. Brother Taylor, would you come and bring the word tonight, and I'll rest this throat of mine so I can get a radio broadcast made in the next couple of days and not croak like a frog. Praise God. Welcome, Brother Taylor, tonight. Do you love him and appreciate him? Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. God is good, isn't he?
He certainly is.
And I love the Lord, and I love you all, God's people. Now, let me say this before I get started. I went to the dentist last Tuesday, and I had to have a tooth pulled. And tell you, they wrestle with that sapsucker. They didn't want to come out. I mean, it took them about 30 minutes to get it out, but they got it out. So now I feel better. Well, that doesn't happen too often that take that long, you know. But I thank God for Pastor Venable and Sister Venable, and for Brother Doug and his wife, and Brother Sean, assistant pastor. Brother Sean, he's a good man. His wife, Sister Heather, and they're doing a good job here. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So therefore, God wants us to keep under our body, bring our body into subjection to the spirit. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said how he brings his body into subjection to the Spirit of God. See, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest at any time when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. See, I don't want to preach to others and then I be disqualified. Amen. Hallelujah. I really want to be a true Christian. Which means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. So, if we pray, Jesus said, pray that you enter not into temptation. Now, it might sound like I got a mouthful of mush because I got a temporary partial, but I'm doing my best. Amen. Hallelujah. I bring out of my body and keep it into subjection. Hallelujah. That's what I want to do. And I thank God for his people. We are the most blessed people upon the face of the earth. Amen. And we need to be thankful, don't we?
Yes, sir.
We need to praise the Lord. The Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness.
Hallelujah.
Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that ye are the Lord. Amen. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that ye. Get that verse from me. I know the verse, but hallelujah. Glory. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that he that has made us and not we ourselves. The devil is a liar. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Yes.
Into his courts with praise.
Yes.
Hey, thank you, my brother.
Amen.
Be thankful on him and bless his name. For the Lord is good.
Yes.
His mercy is everlasting and the truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness, for his mercy, his grace. Thank God for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Amen. The Bible said there's one body and one spirit, even as we are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. I mean in all of God's people, doesn't it? He's in all of his people. Amen. So God is so faithful tonight. Hallelujah. And I love him. And I want to do the will of God. I want to pray and praise God and do his will tonight. Now, I want you to look with me at Psalms 11. I got two different pair of glasses. One for, they got some called progressive, right? That's what you call them, right? Well, you got one, you can see everything. I had some, you know, I lose them and they're expensive, so it's right now I have to do what I can do. Yes, sir. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Mercy and good to all generations. Psalms 11. And I'm going to read, verses 1. 2 and 3. Verses 1, 2, and 3. Verses 1, 2, and 3. Psalms 11, verses 1, 2, and 3. I'm in Psalm, but I'm turning to get to 11, all right? Praise the Lord. Verses 1, 2, and 3. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the word of God. Lord, for thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Master, cleanse us through the washing of the water by the word. Move by thy spirit tonight. Lord, have your way. Speak through these lips of clay, God. Just let your divine will be done. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you for your peace, Master. In Jesus' name and for the glory of God, let's all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, David had to run for his life at least two different times. Well, maybe it's more than that, but anyway, he had to run from his life from King Saul. King Saul was out to get David because he was jealous of him. Saul was so hot and heavy behind David until David, he even left the land of Israel. And David got into a place where he had to act like he was a mad man. Didn't he? Amen. He was slobbering, spitting, you know, acting like a madman. But God delivered him, didn't he? God's mercy, as Pastor Bill, God's mercy was there to deliver David. And David got back. He came back into Israel, you know, and all, and God kept him. But now, another time David had to run from his son Absalom. David really loved Absalom. But Absalom conspired to take the kingdom from his daddy. And he had people on his side, and they were working with Absalom to take the kingdom from his dad. And David's friends told him to flee. And he did. David fled. And when David fled, he fled barefooted. He was walking barefooted. But God delivered David. David's men and Absalom's men, they fought against each other, and David's men won. See, because David had some men that knew the tricks of the trade. They knew how to fight in battle. So they won. And Absalom was killed. David told him, it broke David's heart for his son Absalom to be killed. But it needed to have been done, because Absalom was a lot of trouble. Amen. So let's look at verse. Hallelujah. For lo, the wicked. This is verse 2, I believe, right? For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready the arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the righteous. That's upright. Thank you very much. Upright in heart. Thank you very much. Those who were following Absalom were willing to kill David if they had the opportunity. But they didn't get the opportunity. God delivered David. Amen. From his son Absalom. David gave specific instructions. Take care of my son. Don't kill him. But he got killed because he needed to be killed. Not only was there bitterness on Absalom's side, but also on David's side. When Joab found the opportunity to kill Absalom, he did. All right, look at verse 3. Psalms 11, verse 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? This is still a good question to ask today. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Today, the authority of the Word of God is being challenged on every hand. Amen. They took private school. And, you know, they don't want you to mention the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Why? Because Acts 4:12 said, neither is there salvation in any other. But there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. So the devil is angry. He don't want people to be saved. But the devil's a liar. Amen. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. Thank God. Thank God for the victory tonight. And may y'all pray that God help me tonight, because I want to yield my best to the Lord. And I haven't preached in a while. But God is good, isn't he? God is faithful. I love the Lord. Today, that they're saying that we're having a new morality, which is sin. The Bible condemned from the beginning. Amen. The Word of God says, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And we are living in those times, isn't that right? As Pastor Bill said, we're living in the last of the last days. Amen. The Lord is soon to come. But the Lord is coming after a church without spot or wrinkle. God's coming after people that's looking for him. Isn't that right? He's coming after people that's rejoicing. Amen? Because they love him with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. When Jesus was asked what is the first and great commandment, he said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. And the second is like, namely, unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Now, when you can love your neighbor as yourself, you're doing so. Yeah, but you can't do it on your own, can you?
Right.
My you're gosh, right. You cannot do it on your own.
No.
Hallelujah. It takes God to help us.
A
lot of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. The question is asked, what can the righteous do? Listen to the psalmist in Psalms 11:4. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. Amen? His throne's in heaven, but earth is his footstool. Isn't that right? Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. Thank God. And he is the only blessed potentate. Isn't that right? God is watching us today. Jesus said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Isn't that right?
Right?
And he meant exactly what he said. So we can depend on the Lord. Amen. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Psalms 11, verse 4. The Lord, I just read that, didn't I? Amen.
Hallelujah.
The Lord's in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. Amen. The only place we can turn is to the Lord for help. Isn't that right? Amen. The only place we can turn, because the word of God say, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. It said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. So the only safety zone we have today is in the Lord. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's the reason why we can rejoice and run and jump and holler and praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because we have something to praise God for, don't we?
Amen.
We're saved. We're the children of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. I thank God for his people. I can see the love flowing out of God's true people. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Jesus said to his disciples, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to the other." And when you get around God's true people, you know that they're godly people. You know that they're saved. They're children of God because they love God and they love one another. Amen. When the foundations are taken out from under us, the righteous have God to cling to. Prayer taken out of school, Bible reading,
yes.
The Ten Commandments. You know they took the Ten Commandments down. You know, in certain places.
Yep.
Isn't that right?
That's right?
Amen. Because that's the devil,
yep.
But the devil's a liar.
Amen.
God is real. God is faithful. God is true. God is holy.
Hallelujah.
God is righteous. Isn't that
Hallelujah.
Right? Hallelujah. Abraham reached the place when it says that Abraham believed God. And it was counted to him for righteousness, wasn't it? He believed God. He loved God. And the Bible called Abraham a friend of God. Isn't that right? My. Isn't that something? You're a friend of God? Amen. Yes, it is. It's incredible. Thank God for that. It was called the friend of God. It means that Abraham threw his arms around God and just held on. Amen?
Amen.
Thank
Praise
God. And that's what I want to do.
Praise the Lord.
And in these days, we must believe God to hold on. We've got to believe God to hold on. Isn't that right?
Yeah, a hand clap, brother. I like that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
I can too. I mean, you know, my God. It takes a lot of mercy for me God has to have a lot of mercy for me. But I thank him for his mercy. Thank God for his people that's able to hallelujah, love. See, love covereth all sin. Love covereth the multitude of sin. Love covereth all sin. All right, verse 5. Psalms 11, verse 5. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. You know, the Bible said God is angry with the wicked every day. Amen. The Lord trieth or tests the righteous. God knoweth them, that they're his own, and he will test his children. Amen. And we need those tests, don't we? To grow up. Pray for me, saints of God, that I grow up, that I really be, hallelujah, a true man of God, one that's grown up. You know, now, see, John wrote, I've written unto you children. I've written unto you young men, and I've written unto you fathers. Amen. Now, at this stage of the game, I should really be a father appealing the temple, but I'm not where I ought to be. I know that. I pray that God will help me to just stretch out on him and magnify him and love him and do what it takes to be what he would have me to be in these last days. Hallelujah. Thank God. I don't want to be a stumbling block to nobody. I really don't want to be, but I want to be a servant of God, a true servant of God. And I thank God for my pastor, Pastor Venable. Amen. And for his wife and for the saints of God here. Listen at this. He tries and tests us, all right? It doesn't mean that he hates us, but it's because he loves us and wants us to grow up.
Hallelujah.
He is testing us for our good and his glory. The trying of your faith worketh patience.
Hallelujah.
But the word of God said, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. But the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. If you think God is just lovely, devoted, you had better have another thought coming. You got another thought? What I want to say there. You better think again. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God hates the wicked who holds on to their wickedness.
Yes.
You can write down Proverbs 10:25 and Psalms 7, verses 11 through 17. You can read that when you get time. We know God don't love the devil. I believe he don't. Amen. He hates him, and he hates those that have no intentions of turning to him. The wicked. Isn't that right? God have loved us so much that he gave his son to die for us. But if we persist in sin and continue in that sin, you're enemies of God. Now, I don't want to be an enemy of God. Amen. I want to be a friend of God. Amen. The Bible says he that is a friend of the world is what? Enemy to God. Amen. So we want to love God with all that's in us, and we want to do everything we can to cause people to be saved by living holy, letting them see Jesus in us. Isn't that right? Let people see Jesus in us. Amen. A little bit more here. All right, Psalms 11, verse 6. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and in horrible tempest this shall be portion of their cup. The cup of iniquity is filling up in our day, and God is allowing it to fill up. God doesn't want it to, does he? But God permitting it, because see, God doesn't make people get saved, does he? But he gives us a chance. He gives us chance after chance. And some people accept and some reject. Thank God. In many cases, the wicked are prospering. God let it rain upon the unjust as well as the just. It looks to me like they are getting more rain than anybody else. Lots of times look that way, doesn't it? It looks that way. Amen. But we know God is faithful. We know the Lord knows what he's doing. And God's calling the sinners to himself. He's calling them.
Yes.
Come, come. But you don't make them come, but he's giving them a chance. Because he's a loving God, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Let's look at verse 7, Psalm 11, verse 7. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance does behold the upright. The Lord loves the righteous in the time of trouble. When the foundations are removed, we are to look to him. Hallelujah. From earth to heaven, the upright will behold his face. Amen. As Pastor Gunn quotes that scripture tonight, that we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man hath his hope in him, purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your love and your mercy. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Lord, thank you for salvation. Thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for us, Jesus. Lord, we love you, Jesus. Help us to honor and magnify your name, putting you first in our lives, Lord. She'ilo la basanda namito. Kalamindeli ilo lo mama mandala iliandolo kuta la basaya. Halala basanda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for all things, Lord God. In Jesus' name and for the glory of God, amen.
Amen.
Pastor Venable.
Taylor. Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's it's really important. It's so important, that song. I've read that a lot of times, but I got insight into that tonight. If the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And it would appear that if that happens, we're all sunk, but that's not the case. God is still on the throne. We still trust him, even if we see the church going in another direction. I'll add to this very briefly as we get ready to just have a praise before we leave in just a moment. We'll pick a song. But, Chuck Swindoll is not of the Pentecostal persuasion or ilk, but he is seeing some things that are disturbing to him. And this week I was sitting in the car waiting on Pamela to do something, and Moody Broadcasting, I'm listening to the radio for music and things. He was sermonizing, and in the sermon that he was bringing to his congregation, he was talking about the very thing, the foundations of being moved by such liberalism and what he just called it out, heresy. Heresy is a departing from the truth, the fundamental foundational truths of Scripture. In fact, in our radio broadcast for this Tuesday, I believe I used the term about the foundation stones not being where they used to be, and how we need to stand true to God, to keep on keeping on, and to not let anything sway us. As so many are being led astray by heresy, a departing from the truth as it was delivered. And we're seeing that today. Foundations be destroyed, God's still on the throne. I like that, Brother Taylor. Amen. We're not sunk. God has a remnant. God has a church. And he said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And this rock he built it on is Jesus Christ. And they can do away with a lot of things, can't they? Cornerstones to the faith, but they can't do away with him. And as long as our trust is in him, we're going to be able to stand. And I like that. I've marked that down. Praise God. It's not all lost, even though they're working hard at destroying the foundations, because there are those that are looking to Jesus through this time. And we're not going to be shaken by all of that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you still have that song, "This is the year of the favor of the Lord"? Do you have that? Let's just get involved in that song as we close tonight. The favor of the Lord is very clear to me when he opens these doors for us as a small group like this to reach out. Thank you, Brother Taylor, for bringing that tonight. I appreciate that. I'm so glad. I'll tell you, it hurts me. It grieves me. I feel my spirit just kind of wilt when I look at what's happening in the church world today. And I don't just see false teachers, but I see false Christians following false teachers that would rather follow the false than to seek for the true. But Jesus, God, is still on the throne. Amen. He knows how to deliver the righteous, just like you taught tonight, and to reserve the wicked unto the day of judgment. Make no mistake about it. Nobody is getting by with anything. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Someone said the wheels of God may turn slow, but they grind exceedingly fine. Literally, he watches over his word. Everything he said, he watches over it to perform it. We usually take that in the positive, but there's another side to that coin. Everything he said, he's going to bring to pass, including the judgment of the wicked that is soon coming. So I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side. I'm glad that no matter what they do, we are followers of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, as his children tonight. And I still believe that we are in the year. I believe that every year. I believe God is with us, and I believe God is for us, and I believe this year is the year. And it's not even up yet, but it's still the year of the favor of the Lord. Can you say amen? He's opened us doors of ministry we could have never, ever dreamed of having. I never dreamed of a media ministry this far reaching. It never occurred to me. At our best back at the Holy Church of God, when we had the balcony full, it did not, I mean, I was afraid it might fall and prayed earnestly that it wouldn't because termites had done a little work up there. Can you say? I didn't want it to get too full because I didn't want to see the balcony fall with people in it, own people down below. Well, they wouldn't directly below, but the baptistry I prayed about more than anything. When they filled that thing up with water and all that old wood was underneath it supporting it, and it was metal and it weighed, water is really heavy. Get 3 gallons and try to carry them at one time, you'll see. And you get these, I don't know how many, 100 and something gallons or 200 gallon, 300 in that baptistry. And then you get the people in it too. And I used to pray, Lord, don't let this thing fall. Praise God. Hallelujah. Uphold us with the right hand of thy righteousness. Can you say amen? And he took us through all of that and brought us here. And now we baptize in a little pool out here, the one that we had. And we've had promises of swimming pools offered to us for baptistries if we need them. I believe we're going to need them. I don't believe we're here by happenstance or chance. And as much as I say about the media ministry, that's the we're here for a purpose in this place, in this building, in this community right here. And one of these days, all these people going up and down, if God can speak to their heart, he's going to turn some of them right in, and they're going to come in to see what's crack-a-lacking in here. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. When they come in to see what's cracking, and they're going to find out that we're preaching and teaching Jesus and him crucified, God uses that message to save and deliver the lost. We don't need a new one. That one does the job. Always done the job, always will do the job. He adds his anointing to that. It pricks the heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. So would you stand to your feet? Let's have this praise song. Brother Taylor, thank you. The foundations are certainly being eroded away by false teachers and false Christians. But I want you to know tonight what you've said touched my heart. God is still on the throne. Praise the Lord. And the real church of Jesus is alive and well tonight and doing well tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the year.